Good morning. We've got rain and thunderstorms occurring at this hour from portions of Nebraska and northeastern Kansas into Iowa, even bleeding over into the border area of Wisconsin and southern parts of Minnesota. Some of those areas are picking up on enough precipitation to lift up the soil moisture situation so a little bit more again, and we're a little bit concerned about where we're going from here. There's going to be a frequent succession of storm systems that will be marching across the heart of the Midwest as we go out over the next 7 days, and enough rain is going to fall across the region that we will saturate the soil additionally if we haven't already done so, and we will induce some significant runoff and flood potentials. Many of those areas in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt are still suffering from excessive moisture from the previous round of heavy rain, and further delays in soybean planting will take place in those southwestern areas. That's mostly Kansas and Missouri where the greatest amount of planting is left to be completed, but some of the neighboring areas in Iowa and Nebraska will be impacted as well. And we still expect to see the lower eastern parts of the Midwest get involved with some of this precipitation, too. This morning, we are mostly fair on our skies at this hour. We're seeing temperatures running mostly in the 70s. It's a little on the sticky side out there. That's indicative of higher volumes of moisture flowing into the region. And as we go through this next several-day period, we are going to run into a lot more rain, I think, than what we've been seeing. And that means that we will see some delay in some farming activity. First wave of rain will come out of that Nebraska, Iowa area here today, and overnight tonight we'll likely see the precipitation work its way through a large part of the eastern Midwest. I expect to see rain this afternoon in parts of Illinois. We'll see it in southern Wisconsin, even northern portions of Indiana possibly by the time we get to this evening. And overnight tonight, we'll continue to march that precipitation eastward, and by the time we get to afternoon tomorrow, we'll see rain in Ohio and portions of southeastern Indiana as well as Kentucky. The rain amounts that are advertised are not all that impressive with this first round. We'll see upwards of a half inch in quite a few locations. There will be a few exceptions to that, most of which will be in the northern parts of the western Corn Belt. Those areas will get hit pretty good with some significant rain. Wisconsin, southern Minnesota, parts of Iowa will see amounts of a half to 1.5 inches, maybe some locally totals grading upward to around 2 inches. But the lower eastern Midwest will only see amounts to about a half inch for the most part with this first round of precipitation. There will be more, though. We expect to see another wave of precipitation coming out of Kansas into Nebraska as we get out into Saturday. That precipitation will work its way through the heart of the Midwest as we move from Sunday into Monday, and everybody will be impacted at one time or another. Another couple tenths of an inch.